if you are out there spreading that stuff, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. You are a fucking idiot. Sarah, I got your other email. I got your address. The production notes and it's signed is on its way.
Look at me doing a dance. It's me, Ronnie Rucker, doing a dance with my mask on.
So sad. Okay, she's just play some music.
Hello, and welcome to Beneath Everything, the show where all dreams come true. And no, they don't come true. No dreams come true at this motherfucking place. You're Beneath Everything. I'm Ronnie Rocker. Thanks for tuning in. If you are listening to this via the podcast and iTunes or whatever, hey, how's it going? If you are watching on TV here in Hawaii or online while it's streaming, hey, look at me. I'm on TV. Yeah, you're Beneath Everything. We've got so much to take care of this week. It's been kind of a long one. It's kind of funny because usually the fucking time goes by fast, but every single minute of this past week has been horribly, horribly, horribly long. I do not know why. I wish I could tell you exactly why. I have a clue. We might get into that later. Anyways, let's just get into this. Before we get into the show, actually, I want to tell you what we're going to talk about. Currently, the show is on a 5-second tape delay because apparently last week's show there was some stuff that happened that would have been cooler if we would have known beforehand and could have stopped it from being aired on TV. It did get on TV, and I apologize to everybody out there that was offended. No, it's not really on a tape delay. It's a big joke. We're going to fuck around all throughout the show and make like it is. No, it really is. We're going to update you on the where we're at in the planning of the possible live show that could be coming to you guys anytime here. We'll be getting a lot of emails about the Halloween mask. Every year we do one, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to update our cult status again. Our cult status is elevated. Excited about that as well. We do have a whole lot of stuff lined up for you in the coming weeks. We have Illa Citizen next week. We have Sunshine Monroe. Wait till you see her. She's got a fucking dick that can dance. Venus Lux after that. Very lovely lady. Sounds like Papa's Kitchen, Janelle Brooks. Oh Dear is coming back on the show. We're really excited about them. They got a new album coming out. What's her name? I have so many people. Maya Songbird. She's got a new EP out. She's going to be on again. So much stuff for you guys here in the coming weeks. So you guys got something to look forward to. Tonight, though, we have something special. We have No Monster Club. Before we get into that, though, I just want to say that we talked to Bobby, a guy from No Monster Club, August 1st. It's like been a month or something since we've been able to get this on. It's because we've been so goddamn busy. We're excited to do that, but bear in mind when watching this that there might be moments when you're going, what? August what? No sweat, though. It's not a big deal. There is a drinking game that goes along with this show that we're going to talk about as well. If at any point I or a guest or you hear something that you deem profane, anything that you deem profane, you drink. At any time you just want to drink, feel free and drink. But, this week we have a drinking song. This week I started a little late. I'm kind of behind the curve. This week I went to the Twitter, asked people on Twitter what they thought. We got a lot of suggestions this week. For our drinking song, if you hear Toby Keith's Red Solo Cup, at any point you drink.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals, and you sir.
I can't hear anything because I don't have earphones on. And if you're wondering what else is different, I took a shower. You're Beneath Everything. Let's get into music. This is Slow Dance, their track Spell. I'll catch you on the other side. We'll talk about the Halloween mask and a lot more. You're Beneath Everything. Enjoy. Pushing buttons.
How can I compete? I should just give up. Don't dream. You'll fail. Beneath Everything.
Don't change vows from us. Let the broken go.
How can I compete? I should just give up. Don't dream.
I fucking fucked that all up. See, I even have this earphones on too. Wow. You know what was happening? I was totally tweeting and shit like that. That right there was a classic rock up. I thought there was like six songs lined up. Was one that was Slow Dance with their track Spell. If you're interested in the playlist tonight of today's show, tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this, beneatheverything.com is where you're gonna want to fucking go. God damn it. You're fucking shit up already. Anyways, the Halloween mask. As many of you may know, I put on a Halloween mask every year around this time. And it's not October yet, Jesus. People are already clamoring, asking me when it's going to be available, etc., etc. I will be making that available very shortly on the blog for those of you that are interested. As of right now, it's still too early. I've got, like, things stacked up, yo. That's really low priority for me. The retweeters. Guess what? Say whatever if you want to be on TV. Yeah, that's how it works. Just fucking follow us on Twitter, at Beneath Radio. And hey, if you're watching this in Hawaii, we record this show every Friday afternoon at noon. So follow us on Twitter and you can get your message out as well. Everybody else in the world does. Why aren't you? Anyways, yeah, so the Halloween mask is coming. Does it seem like I have nothing to talk about? It's because I don't. I woke up on a fucking park bench this morning, and I fucking came home, and fucking passed out again, and woke up literally fucking an hour ago, and took a shower, jumped on this shit, and started to fucking make stuff up. The whole tape delay thing, completely fucking a joke. Like, I was gonna totally do, like, shit like, and then say shit like, oh, I'm sorry, that was a tape delay because I said something that wasn't. It's not going to work, though, because we don't have all the pieces in place because of my fucking problems. Oh, my God, this is fucking so bad. Just drink.
I do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not.
Fuck, who told us this? Aisha F. Baby told us to use that track. If you got a suggestion, hit us up on Twitter, email us, etc. Let's get into more music. This is Tame Impala with their track Elephant off their soon-to-be-released album, Lonerism. The interview with No Monster Club coming up, Low Definition Moment, and Inbox directly after that. You're Beneath Everything. I'm Ronnie Rucker. Fucking try to enjoy this.
But it feels like an elephant shaking his big red trunk for the hell of it. He knows that you're dreaming about being loved by him. Too bad your chances are slim. Come on.
everybody. Another interview for you guys. I know you guys love them because you keep asking for them. Tonight we have Bobby from No Monster Club on the show. Really excited to have him on. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Right. Thank you. Right, it's the 1st of August.
It is, right? How's that? Yeah, I love it. It's going to be good one.
And for that reason, I have How Ole Aukaki. Happy August.
I love it. That's perfect, bro. That's going to go over really good.
Google's amazing.
Yeah, Google is amazing, man. I love their little translation thing. I could speak any language in the world, bro. Any language in the world.
How fluent am I?
Yeah, you are 100% fluent in everything.
Yeah.
you are the lead singer of the band?
Yes.
And the band?
And the brains of the operation.
You are the brains of the operation. I love it. You're from where?
Dublin, Ireland.
Okay, so we had an email. What we do here is, because our show is completely like listener powered, we got an email requesting some of your music. We have since played last week.
That wasn't me.
I know.
I swear to God.
Last week we played a couple tracks on our show. When we got the request, they said, hey, get these guys on the show. And here we are. How does it feel to have people request that kind of stuff?
That's really... I was kind of confused. I wasn't sure what was going on. I know my friend's family is over in Hawaii at the moment, and I said to him, "Here, is this your dad? You know, having a bit of a laugh or something?" And he was like, "No, definitely not." Like, so I don't know. I'm whoever it was. Thanks. I'm glad you liked it, and thanks for requesting us.
You have a lot of stuff. You put out a lot of albums, right? I mean, I don't do much research because I kind of like to keep these things pretty like, hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you. Let's talk about you. But I did, you know, Google you, and I did look at your website. You put out a lot of music, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many albums?
But I don't know. So I started, probably recording when I got a laptop for probably my 18th birthday. So I've had about 7 years to do it, so I don't know. People always say, "Oh, you've got a lot of stuff." It's like, well, you know, what else was I supposed to do for 7 years? I don't know.
I dig it. So you know, the one of the vibes that's going around now is this whole do it yourself thing. Is that sort of how you started?
Yeah. I don't know. I just started because I'd often have kind of catchy melodies or things stuck in my head, and I'd try to think, what band is that? What song is that? That stuck in my head, and then I'd realize that it's not a band or it's not a song. It was just something that I came up with, some stupid thing that I came up with. So I decided, you know what? Why don't I just try and record it and see what happens? So it started off just as a kind of little bit of fun, just to mess around on my new laptop and stuff like that. And then I just decided to put it online and stuff like that, and never stopped.
What people, like, you know, like I said, I didn't do much research. One of the things, like, genres are what really freak me out, because I just think everything is, like, rock or rap or, you know what I mean? Like, I really think that there's, like...
We're rap. We're definitely rap.
You're rap, right? But people are saying, like, lo-fi, garage pop, noise pop. Even I've seen the word tropical used in what you guys are doing. What would you say to someone that hasn't heard you yet? What would you tell them your sound is like?
Probably just garage pop, probably, is putting it simply. People say lo-fi, which just means that it's recorded badly, which is which is a real compliment.
Yeah, you've put out a lot of videos, too. And not, you know, it's 2012, we're going on 2013, and if you're not visually stimulating people, then they start looking the other direction, right? You know, like, I put out this podcast, and I really think that the TV portion or the video portion of it all is really a big thing. And I looked at a lot of your videos. You have more than probably some bands out there right now. And I noticed you do a lot of green screen work. And one of my favorite...
Wait, what? That's not green screen. That's okay. I'm actually in a child's playground. I'm actually underwater. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I love it because it's one of the things that we here at Beneath Everything and pride ourselves on are what our low definition factors, where we do everything on the one computer. We're not trying to get like super hardcore with lighting to make the green screen awesome. You know, like, this is just a sheet on the wall. You know what I mean? Like, it's really just really low budge. And and we kind of like it that way. Is that sort of something you're going with, or is it just, or would you rather do some high budget thing and you're just, it's the recesh?
Well, I don't even have a green screen, to be quite honest. I don't even have a green sheet like you do. I actually just use these like off-white cream walls, and that's why it doesn't even look good for a green screen. That's why it looks even more. It's because because of my own skin color, I kind of blend in with the wall.
Yeah.
And when I put the effect on it, I generally just it doesn't look like the things in the background. It just looks like it's projected on top of me. So yeah, it's even cheaper than using a green screen or a green sheet like you have. I'm jealous of your green sheet.
Too many suckers, and furthermore, I think you better check your mitts.
Jay, come on, baby, let's cut this place
loose. Chump, you better get the fuck out of here and take your bitches with you, especially Ugg Mug here.
Come on. Smoking a papaya that get you niggas bronchitis. What you write is all vagina. What I write is wall of China. Nigga, that's great. Like eights of grape apes. Getting stuffed in my suitcase. Ready to hit the studio and shit all on your mixtape. Nah, literally. Shit all on your mixtape. Wipe with the credits. Leave stains on the jewel case. And just two takes, dog. The booth that gets souffled. You're hiding something like a toupee. Truthfully, my friend, touche. You gon' get exposed like an up-and-coming model. And to me, your label seems like one of them pageant mamas. So guess who's the little bitch? That's you. You must suck a lot of dick. That's true. I miss you with issues and pistols. Mine racing like Bistrew. Heart of igloo. My nigga, you ain't been what I've been through. And if so, you would take a pencil to your temple. Cause I done served beans on a menstrual. Ain't even had pads up their panties with tissue. Hit the app cause they mouth ain't bleeding. And your style like fried chicken without seasoning. Nigga, that's bland. Fuck you up in your mans. I smack you like a bitch. Nigga, that's open hand. Fuck you and your tough talk. When I monopolize, I throw your ass off the boardwalk. Fed, you ain't play sports, but always at the ballpark. Type of nigga rockin' Crocs at the fucking Walmart. Drunk like Star Wars, riding in the fiend car. Get flicked, guess what? I'm running from this fiend car. I know a nigga dirty and got the hammer, but this kush got me high like pot bandana. I'm a smart nigga. I do dumb shit in your baby mama crib, not flushing after I piss. I'm Ferris Bueller with Frank Mueller, your blank shooters on stank holders. I'm in a robot up in wine cola, mind roller, sorta like hypnotism. That's why these white bitches wanna get with them. I smack it, flip it, like Mike Bivens, but to me, your flow's like Ronnie DeVos. My house got toes and it's bits of high heels. Your whole toes, it's fucked, beauty supply sandals. Handle any situation. I smoke blunts to the face to stay motivated. Irritated when I'm not sedated. Fuck her face like I was obligated. You're still fucking with them freak hoes. Stank pussy smelling like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Give me a fucking break. 1 minute left. 1 minute fucking left. You're gonna give me fucking 1 minute? Look at that fucking sign right there. 1 minute. Let me fucking tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've been around since fucking 1980 fucking eight. And you're gonna give me 1 fucking minute? You gotta be fucking kidding me. You fucking kidding me. What the fuck? I'm not fucking Justin Bieber, you motherfuckers! You gotta be fucking joking! This is a fucking joke! I got 1 minute, 1 minute left. Oh, now I got nothing left. Now I got nothing left. Let me show you what 1 fucking minute fucking means. One minute. God fucking love you all. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Bobby from No Monster Club. I'm in Dublin, Ireland, and you're watching Beneath Everything with Ronnie Rucker. Yeah.
So like I said, the interview was like in August, so I don't know. That was pretty cool though. Anyways, this is the info. I really want, you know what, I'm going to talk about that low definition moment during the buzzkill, because when I first saw that, I fucking laughed so fucking hard. Oh, let's just get into fucking questions. Jesus. Did I tell you that the show is on tape delay? It's not really. First question. So from Twitter fucking followers, if you got a question, you can hit us up on Twitter at Beneath Radio, or you can email us at beneatheverythingradio@gmail.com. Let's get into it. First one is from Malachi Shine 96. Anyone ever stolen your clothes? No. I've left clothes places. I have woken up in parking lots. People in Hawaii will understand this. I woke up in the Wynwood Mall parking lot, in the middle of it, like on the gravel, missing my shoes. Like, I woke up with no shoes one morning in the middle of a fucking parking lot. I don't know how I got there, but yeah, I've lost my wallet plenty of times, my glasses. But stolen, I wouldn't know. No. If anything was stolen, then I just don't know about it. Thanks for your question. Next question is from another... Oh, these are all Twitter followers? Okay. Pitcher Feather wants to know, what is a dream you have or something you'd like to accomplish in life? I don't know what there is to accomplish. I've done so many things, and I'm at the point in my life where it's like I'm relatively retired. I mean, you know, I'm like almost 40 years old. And I'm sitting in front of a computer right now, talking to a fucking douchebag named Mark, drinking beer. This is what. This is what I do. Look, that's what I do. No, really, a dream. I don't dream very much. I'm a firm believer in not dreaming, because I think when you dream, you fail. I think what you need to do is you need to do. So you got to make shit happen. You can't want something to happen. You got to make it happen. Actions, 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 actions. Thank you for the question. Next question is from Tim Algamati. I'm going to say that wrong, but okay. I love someone, but he does not love me. What can I do? You can do fucking nothing. You can pine away every day. You can sit in your home thinking about that person all day. Wondering where they are, what they're doing, when are they gonna talk to you? Fucking, you can fucking ruin your whole goddamn life pining away for that fucking moment that's never gonna come. Tim, I don't know. Just keep pining away. What else is there fucking for you to do? Tim, thanks for asking. That's the inbox. BeneathEverythingRadio@gmail.com is where you're going to want to send your questions to if you have one, or you can hit us up on Twitter at BeneathRadio. It's quite easy. You just do it. Wait, is this the point where I'm going to talk about? Is this when I'm going to talk about it? Okay. Cult status. Let's just get this out of the way. Cult status 2012. Okay. As you know, we've been talking about our cult status. There's only like, what, months left to go in the year for us to achieve the cult status that we want. What that is that we want, I don't know. But we're trying to achieve something because it needs to be fucking achieved, right? And because cult status is cool. Cool is what we are. Anyways, so we talked about a few things. We've talked about, you know, Google searches and shit like this. Anyways, we went and saw this movie in the inner circle called Sleepwalk With Me, directed or whatever by the guy that does fucking that podcast, This American Life. We walked out of there. One of the inner circle says to me, Ronnie, You know what would be cool is if you can get that cat on the show. Ira Hayes. Ira Glass is his name. Ira Hayes. Got him. Fucking punk rock. Ira Glass. Get this dude on your show. I said, this is easy. This is too easy. And I'm going to make it happen. Because that's how I'm very confident like that, right? And they start laughing. They make like, oh, it's not going to happen. I'm like, oh, you know what? It's not going to happen. I'm going to try. I'm going to try, though. And they're like, no, you know what? They won't even respond. They won't even recognize the show because they're way above me. And so I was like, but we're beneath everything. So I'm going to do it. So I emailed them trying to get Ira Glass on the show. Of course, I was rejected. But the thing that puts us over the top in the cult status or makes us go up a notch is that in the rejection email, they actually said the name of the show. So there you have it. If you can't read it, dear Ronnie, thank you for your message and your interest in having Ira in the program. Unfortunately, we are in the midst of an especially busy production schedule, and we do not have the time to participate, a.k.a. fuck you, Ronnie. We're not going to be on your piece of shit show. However, we're very pleased that you enjoyed the movie, and thank you for introducing us to Beneath Everything. Once again, thank you for your message and best of luck. A.K.A. I said your name. Move along. So there you have it. Ira Glass. Oh, actually, Elise. And I'm not going to say her last name. Their fucking person. Acknowledged us. That's fucking nothing, right? Oh, my God.
Closable Freddie Mac and kiss my ass. Woo! Red Solo Cup. Uh-huh. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you.
Ugh, fuck. Singing about cups and shit. Country people. Album of the day. Every day on our blog, well, except Sunday, because I like to say fuck you to you all on Sunday. I'm going to church, not. We post an album of the day. Basically, I tell you that I like an album, and I fucking leave a little message for somebody. I'm talking to you, and if you know who you are, you're probably wrong. I know you're not reading this shit. God damn you! Every day, album of the day. We like to play a couple tracks, well, a track from two of the albums at least. We've got The Muse and Ringo Death Star. You're Beneath Everything. Check it out on our blog, beneatheverything.com. Enjoy. Political discourse, more of the interview. Yeah, push the button. Ronnie, now.
I can't get these memories out of my mind, and some kind of madness has started to evolve. I tried so hard to let you go, but some kind of madness is swallowing me whole. Yeah, I have finally seen the light, and I have finally realized
Political discourse, 2012.
It's quite a guy, isn't it? Paul Ryan, that's something? Wait a second. Romney Ryan. There we go. All right, that's great. Thank you, Senator.
Political discourse, 2012.
I've listened to a lot of your stuff. It's, to me, first thing that I think of, you know, I was talking to the intern here, Mark, about what I thought, you know, we're having you guys on, listen to this stuff on Bandcamp, etc. Who do you think this sounds like? I don't know. Like, there's not much out there that I think I'd throw you in with. The closest thing that I think I could think of is, like, the Black Lips or something like that. Who are other people saying you guys sound like? Or do you feel like you're on your own out there?
No, we're certainly not on our own. But I don't know. I think I don't have the longest attention span. So some of our stuff sounds much different to other stuff. And some of the No Monster Club stuff is just me solo. And some of it is as a three-piece kind of rock band. So that stuff would be a lot more like maybe like the Black Lips or the Strokes or some reference points like that. But it does vary throughout the kind of the catalog, throughout the repertoire. One song that we have that I did on my own is called Wish Me Well. And it uses a sample from the song Sweets for My Sweet by Searchers, a Liverpool band. But when I released this song, everybody said that it sounded like something that you might hear at a Hawaiian luau. Uh-huh. What's it called?
A luau.
Yeah, a luau. So people started saying, oh, they like, can you believe these guys are from Dublin? Da 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 da. It's like, yeah, not only am I from Dublin, but it was a sample from a Liverpool band. I don't know. People make strange references, and I love when they do because it often makes me laugh.
You guys tour?
Yeah. Played a lot around Ireland, and especially Dublin, but we've been outside as well. We did a tour of Europe last summer. Switzerland, Italy, France, and Spain. We played in Italy with a friend of ours called Panda Kid, who you should check out. But that was fun. And you can see we made a video called Be My Bone, which is which came out earlier this year. And the video for that is the camcorder footage that we shot when we were in Europe using this camera.
What does someone expect from a show of yours?
A lot of technical difficulties. The guitar plug, the plug for the guitar pedals always messes up. We always spill beer on it and it always, you know, gets frizzled. We often wear shorts, which can often be frowned upon by people, bands wearing shorts. But I like the idea of it. We wear blue shorts and blue, white, and red t-shirts, which say No Monster and Club. So I think looking really, that's a really kind of goofy, silly look. And I think looking stupid is a good thing because often at a concert, people are looking around at each other and they're, you know, really self-conscious about dancing or really self-conscious about looking like they're enjoying themselves even. So when there's three people up at the top of the room who just look stupid from the start, I think people feel a lot, they kind of drop their guard a bit and they feel a lot less self-aware about them looking stupid because nobody could look stupid than these three guys in their shorts and matching t-shirts. And because of the shorts, our drummer Paddy, his testicles often pop out because they're very old shorts which have been nibbled by some sort of rodent or something. So that happens, and then, you know, people sometimes mosh and crowd surf and dance about and sing along, and we try to get a bit of a community spirit as much as we can.
Are you guys on the label?
No.
What is
we've released stuff on various labels basically, but we don't have a deal or we don't have anything like that. So it's kind of somebody will contact us and say, hey, are you working on anything? And it'll be like, oh, actually we're doing an EP. And then they'll be like, oh, okay, we'll release that EP. And then for the next one, somebody else will contact. So The last, we had an EP last year which came out on an Italian label, and another one that came out on an Australian label. And then earlier on this year, we released an album on a Northern Irish label, and then next month there's one coming out on a label based in Chicago. So it's nice to kind of spread out a bit as well, because although they're very small labels, so they're limited in what they can do, but if we do short runs on each one of them, I feel like, you know, if you can sell 100 cassettes in Chicago and 100 CDs in Italy, well, then it kind of helps build up our...
And this is the movie review.
I believe in America. I believe we are the best.
I have spent my life working hard, trying to do the right thing. I just hope when you vote, you remember that.
I'd like to remind you what this contest is about. It is about excellence in butter.
All right, I watched this movie called Butter. That chick from fucking House 13, she's in it. Well worth just that. Other than that, the movie is straight to DVD, yo. Fuck that movie. No. Don't fuck that movie. That's dirty. Don't fuck that movie. Alright, this is the best. This is where I rant about some shit. And I don't really know what to rant about because, like I said earlier, I fucking just put this together again. I really need to get more, like, for real about shit because, 10-minute warning. So obviously, we're going to run out of time again for those of you, again, watching on TV. If you want to catch the extra shit, you're going to want to fucking... That's the buzzkill. There we go. This is like impromptu shit. You know what really fucking sucks is how I'm unable to fucking stick to any type of, like, time restraint. The 58 minutes and 30 seconds that I'm given to be on TV just simply is not enough to get all of this out there to you. In order to get this out to you, what I've decided to do is put the podcast out on the blog, beneatheverything.com, is where you can go to get all of that. Unfortunately for those of you on TV, and unfortunately for me, because it pains me, not really, deep inside of my heart, that I can't show you everything. It is not me. It is fucking them. The proverbial them. The man is holding you back. Do not go out with pitchforks and fucking torches and burn your neighborhood. Do not, no. Don't do that. Just don't. Because fucking, it just is not fucking good. Don't do that. No, you know what? Do it. No, don't. Don't. The president is black. And he's gonna be black for 4 more years. So you can go fuck yourself if you fucking can't handle that. BeneathEverything.com. Go there and get us into your lives. We've got 9 more minutes of TV time. And what is this? 15 more minutes of music and interview. So what can I say? If you're watching this on TV, if you're interested in the playlist, the complete interview, all the things that we do every day on the blog, BeneathEverything.com. If you want to request music, you go there. If you have tracks, if you're a band out here in Hawaii and you want to get on the show, you can submit them to us that way. It's very easy. Just everything is on the blog, BeneathEverything.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can as well. That's at Beneath Radio. And you'll fucking see me talking about being drunk every once in a while and all our posts, etc. You are Beneath Everything. Remember, every Friday on Olelo Channel 52, 12:30 a.m., right after Shaka Talk, my favorite show. Watch that one, too. Let's get into more music. Everybody on TV, see you later. Podcast listeners, whoa, overtime for you guys. Aren't you guys lucky? Yeah, not really, right? Oh, shit. Push a button. Push a button. Unicorns overrated?
That is a tough one. No. No, they're not overrated. How could they be overrated?
I don't know. That's why I'm always looking for the person that says no. Or they are.
I mean, cats are overrated.
Okay. I can go with that.
But, yeah, cats are overrated because cats exist. And unicorns, I mean, you can't overrate something that you have no idea about. Nobody's ever met, like, I've met cats. And let me tell you, the amount of stuff you see every day online about cats is way, way, way overrated. But I've never met a unicorn. And, I mean, I've got a high opinion of them, but I haven't even met one. So I'd imagine that, yeah, yeah, cool. They're not overrated.
What is your favorite alcoholic beverage?
I like this, which is why I'm drinking it. It's a Swedish. Oh, it's in reverse, isn't it?
No, it looks good on our side.
Copperberg, strawberry and lime. It's a Swedish cider which tastes like strawberries, and I think anything that tastes like strawberries is difficult to top.
Yeah, I love it. Have you ever been so drunk you fell down?
Does anybody remember the answer to this one? I mean, I'd like to say no, but I know that if anybody that I know is watching this, they'll be like, yeah, what about that night I had to help you up for 6 hours? I'll just say yeah, because I don't want to be busted as a liar.
What's the weirdest thing about yourself?
You can't see, obviously, but I've got four legs.
That's pretty weird, bro. That's awesome.
I'm going in the morning to get two of them removed, but I'm glad this isn't a personal interview, because normally when I do the person-to-person interviews, I turn up at the bar or whatever, and they see me walk in with my four weird legs, and they just pretend that, you know, they look the other way. So this is the first interview I've actually successfully done, because you haven't seen the four legs, but now you're after completely ruining it. You're probably going to hang up now once you know the four legs.
Favorite curse word?
Does that like a really rude word?
Or whatever. What is your go-to one? Like mine is fuck. Like I instead of like you know, some people go like and when they talk, mine is always like fuck.
Mine is, it's not a curse, but like if I hit my head off something, like say if I hit my head off a wall, I generally ask the wall if the wall is serious. Like, I hit my head off the wall. I was like, are you actually serious? Like, I get angry at the wall.
That's cool.
Yeah, the F word definitely has been dropped a few times. Yeah. I try not to curse.
Okay, that's cool, Matt. That's cool. What's next for you guys?
Fuck that. For the past, this started off as a solo thing, and then Paddy and Mark started playing drums and bass, respectively. And everything we've recorded in the past 2 or 3 years has been as a three-piece. But in the meantime, I've been continuing to do my own stuff, and the product of that is a tape which I'm releasing next month. It's called Posthumous Hits, and it's a 90-minute-long tape. There's 46 tracks on it. It's basically me clearing out the hard drive of all the stuff that I've been working on in the past couple of years, but just have been too busy to really, like, if I had recorded them about 5 years ago, it would have been about 3 or 4 separate albums. But because I've been so busy doing other stuff, it's just accumulated into this one massive one. So that's coming out next month.
How are people able to get that?
That should be good.
Will it be available? Like, you're going to put it out, or?
Yeah. The best thing is probably to, you know, follow us on Twitter, No Monster Club, or Facebook, No Monster Club, and follow it there, because I'll be putting up a new video in a couple of weeks, and then I think the tape is going to be available on the 3rd of September. So it's coming out on a record label called Already Dead, based in Chicago. So basically, if you have any interest in us, probably just go on Facebook or Twitter and keep in touch with us there.
Oh,
There you have it. The music block. For those of you listening to the podcast, you just got the exclusive ending of the interview because the TV people have been gone a long time now. Now, with that said, we've got one more track to go. I got to give it to you because the playlist is already up online. So if I don't fucking do it, it's like a big, giant fucking fail. And that's not what I'm going to fucking do to you guys. But first, we got to listen to this.
Solo cup, I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Now, I really love how you're easy to stack. But I really hate how you're easy to crack. Because when beer runs down...
Man, oh fucking man. What I would do for 1,000 fucking donuts right now. I like to get drunk, and I like to fucking take donuts, and I like to rub them all over my fucking body. And when I have them all fucking crumbly and salty, and sugary and sweet all over my body, I like to just lay there and bask in the glory of it, and then pass out, and then wake up in the morning with, like, ants all over me and shit, and then rats and shit. You're beneath everything. Let's get into the last track. This is Eating Out, their track Burn. Punk rock, yo. Everything. I'm Ronnie Rucker, and that is a wrap, yo. We've got a whole lot coming up in the next week to come. Next week, we do have Ill Citizen, a band out of New York, on the show. We've played a lot of shit. There's no point in really going over it because you just listen to it. If you're really interested in what we play, head over to our blog, beneatheverything.com, and you'll get that all there. I'm sorry. This morning, I woke up with fucking $100 in my pocket. I don't know where I got it. Because I know that I fucking spend. I know that when I passed out on the park bench, that I had no money. So somewhere between passing out and waking up, I found $100 found its way into my pocket. I'm gonna go and stimulate the economy. I suggest you do. How you do it, I don't care. Me, hookers and booze. You've been beneath everything, Ronnie Rucker. Catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in. I love you all. Peace.
If you are out there spreading that stuff, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. You are a fucking idiot. Sarah, I got your other email. I got your address. The production notes and it's signed is on its way.
Look at me doing a dance. It's me, Ronnie Rucker, doing a dance with my mask on.
That's so sad. Okay, she should play some music.